Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of you all, I welcome Sister Rajneesh in with us today. We are actually very fortunate to have her with us, and it's my fortune as well to introduce Sister Rajneesh, because the special thing which we all would like to have, but she had that fortune to get the sustenance from Brahma Baba and Mama. So that's something special as well. And nowadays she is based in Japan, but she's in charge of Japan and Philippines. And she, as well as she traveled a lot, many countries for Baba's service, as well as she's basically from Delhi, and she's with Baba from her childhood, and which is almost 45 years. And as well as, it's very special to have, you know, sustenance from Dadis, you know, living life with Dadis, not by only saying. So she had that fortune in her life, especially from Gulzar Zadi. So, and today we have a topic of experiencing inner joy and lightness. And my personal experience is Sister Rajneesh, you know, having a lot of responsibilities from different countries with many, many Baba's new children or new souls and teams there. But as well as simultaneously, Didi is very light, and she just enjoys the moment. And what she got from Dadis and Baba as her experience, she's always ready to share with everyone and gives that sustenance. So we are also going to experience that from Sister Rajneesh. Welcome, Didi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So as we are celebrating this January month as Avyakt month, Tapasya month, to experience our angelic stage, in other words, lightness and joy. It is inner joy, inner lightness, which is very important. Outside in the world we see variety joys, you know, people are enjoying, but not necessarily they are happy inside. What Baba has given to us is our inner. So what is that first method Baba has taught us to experience lightness? I like to share with you what Brahma Baba had done, practices in his spiritual transformation life. One of the things I remember Baba telling us in the Murli, Avyakt Murli, is the practice what Brahma Baba did in the beginning, that who am I? Supremely pure soul, extremely pure soul. Through the third eye of the mind, we straight go to Paramdham. As pure soul, I came in this world in the body. Not that I go from here to Paramdham. The method which Brahma Baba used for inner lightness, joy, is to practice this. This is very beautiful practice which I have done also. That through the third eye of the mind, see yourself as extremely pure soul, Jyoti Bindu, coming from Paramdham to this world. Now, this method to hold in your mind now, that I am pure soul, it means automatically I am master powerful soul. I am powerful soul to rule these senses. So it will become very easy for the soul to experience lightness and experience joy. So the first method of Raj Yoga, which Baba teaches us, soul conscious, and this is one of the methods. The second thing, what Baba wants us to experience is, especially, you know, Brahma Baba experiences, is that stage of cleanliness to experience joy. Why Brahma Baba, you know, experience this internal joy, happiness? I remember once one of the Dadi shared with us this beautiful experience. One day, it was 2:30 afternoon, one Dadi said she was passing through History Hall and she saw Brahma Baba in the History Hall, Pandav Bhavan, dancing. Dadi said, "Baba, afternoon, you are alone in this hall dancing?" "Yes, child." "Why? Why so much happiness, joy?" Dadi asked, "Baba, what it is?" Baba said, "Child, I have no agenda left in my heart for anyone." It means complete cleanliness, purity, no enmity with any soul, no ill feelings for any soul, no heaviness. So Brahma Baba said, no issue, no agenda. So when heart is light, the heart is happy. But how did Brahma Baba achieve this stage of this inner joy? Was because, I remember one of the experience I also heard, that every night Brahma Baba used to check his feelings. How are his feelings? Every night before going to rest. No heavy feeling for anyone. Brahma Baba did this practice to keep feelings very pure. Definitely, problems came during the day, issues came, difficulties came, the physical body also old, things happened. But his method was this, to keep the thoughts very much detached and loving and very pure. So during the day, this practice is necessary to keep the self into the stage of lightness. Brahma Baba, as we are celebrating his month, Avyakta month, Brahma Baba's story is beautiful. When I met Brahma Baba once, when I was a young child in Delhi, so Baba also saw me, and because Baba Trikaldarshi, Baba already gave blessings.